I'm obviously going to say that I think it's still relevant because I'm not remotely convinced that we have equality in the workplace. As bald a statement as that, we don't have equal pay. We still have that pyramid of men at the top and 70% women forming the rest of that pyramid. As far as I know, that hasn't substantially changed. I mean, clearly there are shades of difference, but nothing to say, right, you can put your feet up, it's all done. Also, on a less serious note, it would be a shame to lose that camaraderie, that sense of people growing up in their profession together. People that I knew as editorial assistants, I then met later on as managing editors and then as editorial directors, and I remembered them aged 22 over a glass of wine at Whip, you know. And it's nice to have a sense of belonging in that respect, a sense of knowing people and knowing the world that you've chosen to work in. So I guess what I'm saying is there's two functions, the career function and the social function, to me, are as valid now as they always were, because there are still lots of women working in publishing, and there are still lots of women who are not in senior levels, and it might be quite nice to address them and to see if they might continue and stay in publishing and move into senior roles, rather than leaving in their droves. As an organisation, I totally understand its relevance and see it relevant to today.